evening, faithful listeners. I spent 4 years at boarding school, a period of my life whose unpleasantness is only exceeded by the tedium it inspires in people who don't want to listen to another tale of a miserable Catholic education. Despite what you've heard about Catholic boarding schools from the tabloid media and the more outre reaches of a pornographic imagination, my experience wasn't of sadistic flogging and clerical abuse. Instead, it was a relentless round of the douchebaggism when several hundred teenage boys are forced into close quarters with a shortage of lockable doors. So, much as I'm embarrassed to admit it, there was part of me that gave a sly fist pump at the well-circulated YouTube video of Casey Haynes, the 16-year-old Sydney schoolboy who turned the tables on a playground bully. At the time, I didn't even much care that the object of his smackdown was obviously much smaller and, as it turned out, 4 years younger. And earlier this week, my blood pressure spiked in a less pleasurable way at media reports of the vicious and ugly assault on Whanganui schoolgirl Robin De Jong, who was savagely kicked unconscious by a schoolmate while another recorded it on her phone. The abuse of Haynes and De Jong is beneath contempt. That should go without saying. But you know something, gentle listeners? We're the grown-ups in this story, and it's about time we all started acting like it. Given his first-hand experience of the brutal aftermath of violence in Rwanda, it's rather ironic that Mount Albert MP David Shearer was quick to criticise as, quote, weak source, the Prime Minister saying Education Minister Anne Tolley would write to schools demanding assurances that they are meeting their legal obligations. But, as seems to be the current status quo with the Labour Party, there's a lot of posturing going on and more than a touch of hypocrisy. It's easy to talk tough, but for once, I think Tolley is doing the right thing. The reliably fatuous editorial board of the New Zealand Herald thundered, "The bully's welfare is of less concern than the victim's. School boards need to make that clear." Someone should remind the Herald that schools don't have the luxury of playing that zero-sum game as long as New Zealand requires all children to attend school between the ages of 5 and 16, and not just the nice, easy-to-manage ones. While the usual suspects can't come up with anything better than expel them, nobody seems to be making the obvious point that palming off problem kids on other schools, or worse, throwing them back onto dysfunctional homes or the streets, isn't solving the problem. It's acting like a toddler with his fingers in his ears. But this time, they're playing with people's lives. Yes, every child should be able to go to school without fear of physical assault or psychological abuse, even though you're never going to totally eliminate children being little douchebags to each other. But I also have a lot of sympathy with teachers and boards who say they can't be expected to act in loco parentis for every child whose parents barely exist to be in loco for. Because, for better or for worse, grown-ups can't just poleaxe everyone who treats them badly. And throwing anyone in need, however unsympathetic they may be, into an already overflowing too-hard basket is not only ill-fitting a growing up, it's barely human.